were writing those scripts, did you ever think you would actually be in that position? And did you realize you were writing history?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, Ronald Reagan came in. When we came in to the administration, you know, the Reagan administration, 1981, it was the dark days because, as General Hawley said, it was at the end of the Vietnam syndrome, and we had ships that couldn't sail because we didn't have fuel oil. We had planes that couldn't fly because we didn't even have pilots who were certified to fly. They didn't have enough training hours. And for every tank we had one sitting right next to it that was cannibalized for spare parts. So when Reagan said, we're going to fix all of that, and he did, and he turned it around very quickly. And then after that, he then went to the Soviet Union. After we had built up American armed forces, after we had built up America's position in the world, after we repaired our relations with our allies, he then said, tear down this wall. And because we had the economic dominance to put the Soviet Union in a position where they really had to concede,
right?
That's how we won. And you knew at the time. You knew it was a great moment. But in retrospect, in hindsight,
yes, what you were saying.
I was, about 3 years ago, I was the MC of the Reagan Award, and we gave it to General P.X. Kelly, retired Commandant of the Marine Corps. And they had films of Ronald Reagan's greatest speeches. They didn't even have the words. You just saw the pictures. And we all in the room, everybody started chatting.
Right.
And then after a few minutes, every eye was looking up at the screen, and we all just were thinking, that's what a real president looks like. That's what we're so proud for, those moments that America did. What looked like at the time the impossible, but what looks like with hindsight the right thing. I started working for Henry Kissinger in the Nixon administration when I was 18.
Well, but that's what I'm saying. To be, you know, like,
oh my gosh, I was 18 years old.
How could you even realize?
No, when I was 18 years old,
anything that you were doing, it's just like my young person over there. Oh, you know, this is just the way it is. You know. But you don't realize that.
Well, you only realize it with retrospect. But some things you know are going to be earth-changing. I worked for Henry Kissinger in the opening to China, and we knew at the time that was earth-changing. I worked for him during the Middle East, the Yom Kippur War in the Middle East, shuttle diplomacy that changed the Middle East.
How did you get in that position to begin with?
Oh, look, I started out at age 18. I was the fastest typist anybody knew.
Was that it?
Yeah, typing class. I saw typing class. Now, I went on and did things after that, but I got the job because I could type 120 words a minute.
All righty. Thank you, Katie McFarland.
Thank you. Good to meet you.
Good luck.